Ayim. Ella means to say the aim of Shusarabim Malam Yud, like we were saying till now. Shusarabim never goes higher than Yutzfachim off the ground. So Drashi Ella, the Ain Avir, Shusarabim Malam Yud. They're the Avir Mokim Tur. The Avir is called the Mokim Tur. Now, if the meaning is, we say you pick up something with Shusarabim and you throw it against the wall and it lands on the wall, the Malam Yud, you're potter. Because since it landed in the Avir, the Malam Yud, that's called the Mokim Tur, you're potter. So the Gemara, Masbisni, this is also Mishnah like that, Masbisni, Satrashi is a Kasha like. Volomale and Shmuel Ashmin, what does Shmuel have told me this Kiddush? It's a Ferish Mishnah. Ditznan, we learned later in Azarik, Hazarik, Dal Ramas the Koiso, if you throw, and as your Dal Ramas away, Bishusarabim, and you throw it against the wall, Lamala Miyut, if it lands on this wall higher than your Tzvachim off, your Tzvachim is Kazarik the Aver. It's like you threw in the Aver and you put there. Because Lamala Miyud is not called Yushasarabin Yapater. Lamata Miyud, if you landed though less than you Tvachim from the ground, Tvachim, Kazarik Varis, and Yechayim. So the Pharisee of Mishnah that says that Yushasarabin does not go higher than you Tvachim. So to Gemara Elar Kamlis, what did Shmuel want to tell us? That the Yushas does not go higher than Yud, he needs to tell us this Chiddush that a Kamlis also has a thing like Yushasarabin, that it does not go up more than you Tvachim. The end Kamlis, the Malam Miyud. A Kamlis doesn't go higher than Yud. So the Gemara, the Akina bar Rabbonin, is what thing the Rabbonin give a Kamlis? They gave it Kulis. They gave it Mekula Rishus HaYochid or Mekula Rishus HaRabim. They gave a Kamlis the Kulis of Rishus HaYochid and they gave it the Kulis of Rishus HaRabim. What does that mean? Mekula Rishus HaYochid, a Kamlis has a Kula Rishus HaYochid, Diyika Mokam Abo, who do have a Kamlis? A Kamlis has to at least be Dalet by Dalet Fochim. The Mokim has to be at least 12 inches by 12 inches. V'loi Mokim Tur. If this beam standing up is not on top, Dalet by Dalet, it's less than 12 by 12 inches, it's called a Mokim Tur. Why? Because they gave a Kamlis the Kula Rishus HaYochid. Just like a Rishus HaYochid can't be Rishus HaYochid. Less than Dalet by Dalet, who are then a Kamlis can't be less than Dalet by Dalet. V'loi Mokim Tur B'yamu. Mikula Rishus Rabin, they gave it a Kulas of Rishus Rabin, Tiyad Yutvachim, who the heavy Kamlis. Just like Rishus Rabin only goes Yutvachim high, higher than that is Mokim Tum, who are then a Kamlis, only goes Yutvachim high. Lamalim Yutvachim, when you go higher than Yutvachim in a Kamlis, they have a Kamlis, it does not have a din of a Kamlis. That's just like the saying before, that was a Sheshiz. Whose din was it? Amr of Sheshes, no, but Tefesis Adasora. The Rabbi Yechon of Sheshes. Amr of Sheshes, Tefesis Adasora. That he says, Tefesis Adasora means that a Kamlis only goes up like Rishus Rabin to Yitzchokim and not more. So Rashi, Chizerik Tiaver Upoter, the Lab Rishus Rabin Nach. Rishus Yochid Namli Hevi, Ladavra Mesuyim, Rochav Abo. Rishus Yochid has to be a Mokka Mesuyim that he can use, not in the other. Chizerik Boritz Vechayim. Tiaver Rishus Rabin. Mishanach Mashu Hevi Anocha. If it rests a little bit, Rishus Rabin Yechayiv. V'ledomi l'nach ha-dobra mesuim l'mata miyud. V'yahu chashiv l'mev Rishus choshev yatzmoy. If it landed on something less than yud, so Rashi Rishus Rabin, then it depends what it is. Oy kamalis, oy mokim tur. It depends on that chayfetz. If it's gevoya gimel, if it's rochev dal, it's called a kamalis. If it's less than dal, it's called a mokim tur. But here, where it landed on the other Rishus Rabin, landed against the wall. That's not a Mokka Mesuyim. So it says, sit it like it's in the Avir Rishus HaRabim. Semeli Yechayit, because Teich Yud is called Rishus HaRabim. I will with the Anocha. So Teich before said the Anocha had to be on this wall, which is Dalet Radalet. Rashi here is a Mashma. That Rashi says, Mishanach Mashu Hevi Anocha. Habiyad made a little Hanocha Yechayit, Mashma, any type of Anocha. That's the Abimatcha, that our co-partner still was Dalet Radalet. Yes. Trashvata Kamus Capricious. The Akilo Barabonin, Liel Koi, Adravdin Rashesh, the Akilo Barabonim Kamus, Hoya, the Assumed the Reim, Akilubo. Since the Kamus on this, the Rabonim Rabon will make them. They gave it Kulus, Mikulus, Yoch, Mishrabin, Rabin Ashminin, Mikulus, Yoch, Gech, Yoch, Lacey Pomas, Miroch of Dalid, the Amatim, Mishrabin, all the Potter, if you carry from Mishrabin into some place, that's less than Dalad Dalad, it's only called the Mokum Tur. It's not a Mishrabin. Who are then Kamlis Nami, lay heavy. A Kamlis also it can't be if it's less than Dalet Radalet. Or Mutla Ketchil Lehachtas Mishus Rabin Mishus Yochid Alov. Because it's called the Mokim Tur. Ja schei schon sag mir noch der Kiddisch. Die Lekuru ist schon so rab nam ja kilo lo. Die ja der Fest ist biavel am allem Jud. That Kamus does not go higher than you tfuck him up. Because it's just like Rishus Yochid. El lamat dem Jud katoas Rishus Rabin. But only has a locha like Rishus Rabin and not like Rishus Yochid for this protein. So that's the dinner of the Kamus. So the Gemara Gufa. Omer Rav Gidl Omer Rav. Omer Rav Chia Bar Yosef. Omer Rav. Bayis, if you're in this midget house, this small house, Shein Toicho Yud, that inside the house, the height is not Yud Tfachim High. It's only 9 Tfachim High inside the house. Ukruyev Mashlimo Yud, but the roof is an Amma thick, so on top of the roof you are 10 Tfachim off the ground, is Alochon. Al Gag, if you want to stand on top of the roof, since there you have the 4 Mechitzas on the side of the house, which are Gavoya Yud, is Mutla Talta Bukuloi. It has a lock of Rishus HaYochid on top of the house. Since we say good Achis, the side walls go all the way up. So all around you, you have Mechitzas going up. It's called Rishus HaYochid, and you're allowed to carry there. Talta Bukuloi. The Toichoi, if you want to carry now inside this house, since inside the house it's not Yutvachim high, so you can't get a Shemeshus Yochid inside. Is Ein Metatlim Boy, you're not allowed to carry inside the house. Inside the house only has been Kamus. Since inside there's no Mechitzas Yudur, there's only Mechitzas Tes, it's not called Rishus Yochid, it has been of a Kamus. Elu B'Dal Damas, you can only carry within the Dal Damas, like Rishus Rabbi. Now, Zokta Bayachidish, Omer Abaya, V'Yimchokak Boy. Is this house was as big as this room. You had a very big house. Now in the middle of this room, you dug down another amma. 4 by 4. In the middle of the room, you took 1 foot by 1 foot. That's dal tfachim and dal tfachim. And you dug down another amma. Now if you were standing in that hole, you have your tfachim to the ceiling. Because there's 9 tfachim anyway. And now you dug down another tefach. So standing in this hole, you have your tfachim from the ground to the top. So tabayim, the imchokek by dal dal, if you carved down, made a hole, dal dal dalid, the shlim al yud, when you stand in this hole now, you have yud tfachim from your feet until the ceiling, is mutla tal to the kuloi. You should know now, you gave it a shame of shusha yochid right now, and you're allowed to carry in the whole house. Even on the sides, it only had yud tfachim up. Only had 9 tfachim up. Still you're allowed to carry there. My time, what's the bayis svara? Have a rechula rishusha yochid. Hey, in the middle of this dalid that has yud tfachim, it's called Rishus HaYochid. Now the sides of it has a locha like a chur, like a hole to Rishus HaYochid. And a hole leading you to Rishus HaYochid, al tabayah, is also called Rishus HaYochid dami. The chur Rishus HaYochid, having chur Rishus HaYochid, the chur Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid dami. That's Abayah's Chiddush. So Trashi, chokak boi bekaka habayas on the kak of the house, BMC you say, in the middle of the house. You carved out there 4 by 4 tefachim down 1 tefach. The heshlim of the trashi b'mokem chakak in this hole right now. Lechalal yud kivoya ad hakiruv. You have now yud tefachim until the ceiling is nasa kol abayas kuloi chur rishus yochid. The whole house now has a hetev rishus yochid. It's like the hole for rishus yochid. Kemoy koytle rishus yochid. Just like you have look, you have the wall of Rishus HaYochid. You have 4 walls all around you. But what's going to be if you have a hole inside the wall? Are you allowed to put something in there? Even if the hole was mafulish, had a straight hole, bang, knocked straight through to Rishus Rabin. If somebody walking outside Rishus Rabin puts a chayfet into the hole of the wall, is he chayv or not? Is that called Rishus HaYochid, dummy not? That's this halach, it's called Chur Rishus HaYochid, and you be chayv. It's called the hole of Rishus HaYochid, that's also Rishus HaYochid, dummy. Rashi, Kristen Rishus HaYochid, Ubehem Chur, in the wall, you have holes in the wall, Kaf Rishus HaYochid, Shein Rishus HaYochid, Rani Nami, this whole house also, Kiva, the Negra Chakak, Rishus HaYochid, Gomer, since in this hole where you're standing, it is Rishus HaYochid, Inuch, the sides of it, have a Peyas of Tashmish Rishus HaYochid, like the side, the Tashmish of Rishus HaYochid. That's Abayis Chiddush. Now, let's see. The Chiddush here is though that why even the bottom hole here in the middle hole where it's Yud Tfachim high, why is that called Rishus HaYochid? Where are the Mechitzas though? You don't have Mechitzas Yud though, because in the hole right now there's 1 Tefach down here, that's the Mechitzas here. Then you have to come onto the side which is 20 feet away, which is only 9 Tefachim. So who, where's the Yud Mechitza, where's the Mechitza, the boy Yud, to be matzah the Shusha Yochid? There's no Mechitza, the boy Yud right next to it. So the Farshim says, Chidushin of Shusha Yochid. The aside of Shusha Yochid is, it has to be a Mokah Muvdum, a place set aside that there is a Mechitza, the boy Yud, stopping people from coming in. You don't need the Mechitza right next to your Shusha Yochid. Just if it's a Mokah Muvdum, a set aside place that's set aside by a Mechitza of Yud, that can make the smokim in here right now a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. See, in this middle of the hole, since here there's Yitzvachim high. Now the Mitzvah, what's stopping people from coming in? There's one Tefafik Mechitza right next to you, and the ninth Tefachim over there. So since in the Mitzvah there are Yitzvachim like stopping people from coming in, that's the Chiddush, that's called Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So the middle hole is called Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and then there's after by the Chiddush, the sides of it is also called like a hole to Rosh Hashanah Yochid.
Doesn't it make a difference how far the hole is from the
Tfamis? No, that's the case. It doesn't make a difference how far away it is.
The ninth Tfachim won't stop
us
from coming in?
No, ninth Tfachim won't make the Tfamis. To make Rosh Hashanah Yochid, it has to be it.
Right.
That's what we say, right. You have to make that Daladal. So that's Mokim. And Mitzvah, when you're standing in here, you are Muvdul from the Shisha Rabbim through Mechitzas of Yud. That's the Chiddush here. It's a tremendous Chiddush here. It tastes like, but here you don't need some gimel tefachim to say love it, even without some gimel. Till it's far away, you'll say it. So the more item. What's the lock of the holes next to Shusayachit? Shusayachit dummy. What about Shusayachit? That you have on the side of Shusayachit, there's a wall there. And there's a hole in the wall. And somebody puts something down on the hole. Is that called Krishna Sarabim or not? Abaye Rama, yes, it's also Krishna Sarabim Dami. Rav Rama, love Krishna Sarabim Dami. Rav is Michalik. That Krishna Sarabim, the hole, since the Rabim does not use that hole, it does not have a shame Krishna Sarabim. Mashenki, the hole is leading it to Krishna Sarabim, that everybody's masking is called Krishna Sarabim Dami. Omale Rav Labaye, Libidoch, according to you, the Amrit. You say the hole in the wall next to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is also called Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Dami. Or the Zoi, why is it different than this din? The Chiyosi Rabbim Ram Rab Yechanan. Lenitzuchel Lekeren Zovyes has Much Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. We said before, what's called a Kamlis? A Kamlis is called that you have Rosh Hashanah Rabbim walking through, and there's like a saw alley that you can walk into this alley. That's called a Kamlis. We have before, since the Rabbim doesn't walk into the alley, it's only called a Kamlis, not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Correct, why is Nakasha? If you say Chul Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Dami, so why this side alleyway that leads into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, why is not also Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? That's about like a Chul and open to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Put him over to heavy to Chur Shus Rabbim. We had a brother like a Chur Shus Rabbim. Hey, that's Rabbis Kasha to Abaya. We had a Gemara before that's only called the Kamlis when you have a Keren Zovius, a side corner that opens up to Shus Rabbim. Why is that any worse than the hole in the wall but next to Shus Rabbim? It's also a hole, a Chur Shus Rabbim. And the Babaya Poshit, Hosamonicha Tashmishte, Zakhtadir is talking about an alley, how you walk. The Mitzvah, the Rabbim has nothing to gain by walking through the alley. Since you can't come out, you have to come back into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim anyway. So the Rabbim doesn't like to use this alley. Therefore, the alley can't get a shame with Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. When you have a wall, and there's a hole in the wall next to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, people like to use the hole in the wall. Everybody carry things with Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. They want to put something down for a second, so they put it onto the hole. Instead of putting it down on the floor, the Radhika Shemak, you have a hole right next to the wall, they put it down in the hole in the wall. So since the Rabbim used the hole in the wall, that's called Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Dami. Mashenkein, or alleyway, that just takes you out of your route, that people don't want to use. Tanan, Hazurik Dal Damis Pekosel, we had before, if you throw Dal Damis, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and it lands on the Kosel. Lamala Miyud, if it lands higher than you're on the Kosel, it's Hazurik Piyavar. It's like it landed in Mokim Tur and Yepotar. Lamata Miyud, if it landed on the wall less than Yutvachim, then Hazurik Biyoros and Yechayim. The Vinam Ball, my Kazarik Boris, what does it mean that it landed on the ground? Because the Marvel Nach, it didn't land on the ground though. What do you mean like it landed? It's on the wall, it's not on the ground. The Rabbi Yechanan, the Dvela Shmeinishonel. Hey, the Kasher is like on you throw something on the wall, it just bounces off. So what do you mean it was Nach on the wall? It wasn't Nach. The Terrace says, no, something got stuck to the wall. We're talking about a fat date that gets stuck to the wall. These, yeah, that's the case we're talking about. that how the akimta, if you throw something against the wall, if it's less than yitzvachim nechayim, you threw something and it's stuck into the wall. If that's the only teretz we have, how something can be stuck on the wall, that a fat date got stuck against it. For the Gemara, Akasha Tabayinam, V'yisakot by the Chur Shusarabim Domi, according to you, Abayi say, you can have a wall next to the Shusarabim, and if the wall has a hole, the hole is also called like a Shusarabim Domi. Oy Bazoi, we have this case now, if you throw something that lands on the wall, less than Yitzvachim Yechayiv, so you had a Kasha, how can it be stuck on the wall? So the Gemara, normally look with the Devel Shemen, we'll have to put in the mud in the kinta where it got squashed and stuck on the side of the wall. Look where it threw a portion of the case, you threw a pebble or a rock. The chayf is anything you threw. Or the mach, the chur. We're talking about there's a hole in the wall, like the abaya, and abaya's holes, or holes in the wall, also has been like Rishas Rabban, so the portion landed in the hole. That's why you chayf. Now the Gemara portion. Zimnim mishani lo shani tzur v'chepetz demahadeh. Now, even if you have a hole in the wall, if you're going to take a stone and stand 8 feet away and throw it into the hole, it's going to get in and pop right out. It won't be nach there. How do you get to get stuck into the hole? It's got to be pretty good. So it's not shkir to be stuck there. Therefore, the only way you get stuck in the hole is if you have a nice fat shmeina, you could bait to get stuck in the wall. V'yosi. Zimnim mishani lo another test after you is because less bechur. Who said this kaisel has a chur? Akasha v'maisi asking me, let's put in kinta a wall that has a hole. I'll tell you, you're talking about a wall that doesn't have any holes on it. So therefore, how's the kinta that something can be stuck knock on the wall? Only it's ve'el shmena got stuck there. Mimai, what's the raya? Midiktoni reisha, says the reisha, zorak l'malam miyut tfochim kizorak biyavr. If you threw l'malam miyut, it's kizorak biyavr and yizik ha-potter. Now, these talk about because of the yistechur, if l'malam miyut we're talking about where there's a hole in the wall, or bezoi, amai kizorak biyavr, what's so poshit to you? If this chayfet, you threw it from a shusarabim into the hole in the wall. Now the hole is yut tfochim, above yut tfochim. What's so poshit to mokim p'tur? It landed in the chur. Maybe the chur is a Rishus Yochid. Maybe the chur is a Kamalist. Depends how big it is. V'chitema mas decent less be dal about. You want to make it a kimto. So the hole itself does not have dal about in there. Therefore it's only called the mokum tur. The kashri is made like inside the hole is dal about. I don't get a shame Rishus Yochid. Terence says, no, it's a small hole. It only has less than dal about is mokum tur. If you throw something higher than yud tefachim for hol chav v'nocha bechur and it lands inside the hole of a wall, kol shu, still it's a shalat yichayiv. Even though it's l'malam yud, which should be a mokim p'tur, still there's a tzad to say yichayiv. Why? But the machlokes Reb Meir Rabbanan coming in the machlokes from the main Rabbanan, Reb Meir sarva nu svara choikekin lahashlim. Any small hole in the wall, if there is a thickness of the wall that you could hollow out the hole to make it dalad or dalad, we look as if it's hollowed out. As our bigger thickness of the wall is dalad by dalad, even though there's a small hole now, but since there's enough of thickness there to chaka, to hollow it out, it's as if it was hollowed out, then have a shame of Shusayachar according to Rameya. Chaykim mahashtim, Rabban and Savri ain't chaykim mahashtim. So it's according to Reb Meir that we say when you throw against the wall the Malam Miyud Yipotir, it has to be talking about there's no hole there. Because if there is a hole, according to Reb Meir, it's called Rishus HaYochid. So what kind of kaisel are we talking about? The Malam Miyud Yipotir, only a kaisel that has no hole. What are we talking about then? That this Devela got stuck on the wall. So Pshit, it's not a Rishus HaYochid there, here's a Malkim Ptur. El Shramina because less Bechur. Shramina. So maybe both cases talking about kaisel less pay chur, it doesn't have a hole, and that's why he put the kimta with a tevel shemena. What's the cause broken back in the screen? My time, what's the time? Do Muslim shukr basrayim. Tam chochem sugar amaroris. Maybe he'll go after their shtus and do what they're doing. So are you calling us achron lebeis mil?
Tav zayin lebeis the whole thing. Gufa on the bottom. Gufa, Omer Avchizdu. Avchizdu said halacha, no et kone b'rishus ha-yochid. You have a long stick standing up in the rishus ha-yochid. The zorak v'nach ha-gabav. If you stand from in the rishus ha-rabin and you throw it and it lands on top of this stick, even though the stick is 100 amis high, it's still afilu gavoyim me'yam, it's still chayiv. Still yichayiv. Why? Mifnei she-rishus ha-yochid oyla ad-rikiyah. Once you have a din rishus ha-yochid, you have four mechitzas around you, that's inside, it's at least 4x4 tefachim, halacha is the mechitzas go up ad l'shamayim, and all the other on top of you, no matter how high you are, it's still rishus ha-yochid. Nafkamin, if you have this long stick, 100, 200 feet up, and you throw a chayfus from a shus rabin and lands on top of that stick, still yichay. So the Gemara lema Rav Chisda, the yoma to Rebbe. The chura Rav Chisda goes like Rebbe. The time you learned before, Rebbe said, Zorak you threw from a shus rabin. The noch agabe ziz koshu, and it landed on a stick, sticking out of the wall. Even though that piece of stick is only a koshu, is Rebbe mechayiv. Rebbe says yichayiv. And the chiddush before was, he wanted to say that Rebbe holds you don't need a mokum dalid al dalid for the anocha. The chachamim patriot, the chachamim say no, you're potter. Why you're potter? Because this is a small stick, it's not a mokum dalid al dalid, so the anocha wasn't on a chosh of a mokum. So you see though, according to Rebbe though, even though the ziz, the wood sticking out of the wall is only a kosher, it's not dalid al dalid, so the morning parenthesis, almo, loibin a mokum dalid al dalid. That according to Rebbe, you see, you don't need a mokum dalad dalad for the anochum. Because that's the same shot in the b'chizda. Because the b'chizda is saying a chiddush, if you have a beam sticking up in the rishus hayochum, no matter how high it is, it lands on top yichayiv. And it's not mashma the stick has to be dafka dalad dalad. Mashma even if it's a small stick, but a bead lands on top of the stick yichayiv. So you see, according to Rebbe Chizda, you don't need a mokum dalad dalad for the anochum, and that's like Rebbe Shita. So the